How are you doing? Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educated and private kids. I'm easy back to
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams with you. And, well, tonight we have 2 hours reserved for us, me and you. I got a lot on my mind, and I'm sure you do as well. And I think we're going to chitty-chatty a little bit tonight about a potpourri of issues. Thank you. And quite a few of them in the news lately. You know, we really haven't had a chance to talk about Richard Nixon and W. Mark Felt, the FBI official who is said to have been the man whom many call Deep Throat, the Washington Post in particular. Deep Throat, of course, from the pornographic movie with Linda Lovelace and Johnny Holmes and company. And, of course, originally it was just one of Mr. Woodward's and Mr. Bernstein's friends that they had been referring to. One of their sources, their key source in the so-called Watergate trail that eventually resulted in the resignation of Richard Nixon. And I want to talk a little bit about that tonight and my views and maybe your views on what really went on and what was Mark Felt really up to in the unraveling of the Nixon administration. I have some thoughts and I'd like to share them with you. They are speculative, they are theories, and yet they are intermingled with facts as well. So we'll be dealing with that tonight. And when we come back from the break, I have to make it appropriate by getting my chorus to perform "The Country is in the Very Best of Hands." It's rather a long song. So we will begin with that, and then we'll get right into just whose hands this country is in. So we'll talk about that tonight. Also, I would like to talk about whether or not we are being groomed for the Antichrist. Digital Angel is an RFID chip. And, the chief of police in Bergen County, New Jersey, a member of the police force for over 30 years, received his VeriChip recently. An implant as part of Applied Digital Solutions' strategy of enlisting key regional leaders to accelerate adoption of its product. We will talk about that as well. And in addition to that, there are other issues that we need to bring to your attention, such as 32 states participating in a tribute to anal sex advocates and activists. Red China as a bigger threat than the USSR at its peak. The dollar being dumped and much more. So stay tuned. This is the riveting Rick Adams program, Uncensored Radio Free America with Radio Avenger Rick Adams. We'll return.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our product or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN Network.
Them city folks and weans are pretty much alike, though they ain't used to living in the sticks. We don't like stoner seamen, but we is in agreement when we get sound and talking politics. The country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands. The Treasury says the national debt is climbing to the sky. And government expenditures have never been so high. It makes a fella get a gleam of pride within his eye to see how our economy expands. The country's in the very best of hands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
The best of hands.
The best of hands.
You ought to hear the Senate when they're drawing up a bill. Where asses and to wits are crowded in each pot of steel. Such legal terminology would give your heart a thrill. There's phrases there that no one understands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
The building boom, they say, is getting bigger every day. And when I ask the feller, how can everybody pay? He come up with an answer that made everything okay. Supplies are getting greater than demand.
The country's in the very best of hands.
Don't you believe them congressmen and senators are dumb when they run into problems that is tough to overcome? They just declare declares a thing they call a moratorium. The upper and the lower house disbands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
House voters are connected to the nominee. The nominee's connected to the treasury. When he ain't connected to the treasury, he sits around in his dive hole. They sits around in his place they got. This big congressional parking lot just sits around on the you-know-what. Up there, the balls in their dive hole. Them bones gonna rise again, gonna exercise a friend. Jazz again, gonna tax us up to our eyes again. The farm bill should be 89% of parity. Another fellow recommends it should be 9-3. But 80-95%, who cares about degree? It's parity that no one understands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
Them GOPs and Democrats each hates the other one. They'd always criticize in how the country should be run. But neither tells the public what the other's gone and done. As long as no one knows where no one stands. They sits around in this place they're at, where folks in Congress has always sat. Just sits around on their excess fat. Up there they call from their Bible. They sits around till they starts to snore. Jumps up and hovers on hands the floor. Then sits right down where they sat before. Up there they call from their Bible. Them bones gonna rise again, so dignified, so wise again, while the budget doubles in size again, when it gets them off in their thigh bone.
The country's in the very best of hands, the best of hands, the best of hands.
The money that they taxes us, that's known as revenue. They compound the collateral, subtract the residue. Don't worry about the principal and interest that accrues. They're shipping all that stuff to foreign lands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
Well, yeah, I guess there's a lot of truth to that, ain't there, huh? You bet there is. Well, that sarcasm aside, yeah, indeed, this country is in the very best of hands, so to speak, and we can see, well, we can see evidence of that every day, can't we? I'd like to get into the evidence of the interesting parallels between the ascendancy of Richard Nixon and George Bush, Baby Bush. But I know that already I have a caller on the line who wants to speak to us and probably give us his views and what is on his mind right now. And I will defer to him first so that we can establish my thesis as the hour progresses and then get your feedback and your opinions. Our number is 800-313-9443. Toll free, 800-313-9443, Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and this is Uncensored, Radio Free America, and it's John in Florida. Hello, you're on the line, John.
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, a catchy little tune there, Rick.
No, thank you very much. Many a truth, huh?
Reminds me of a parody of maybe something written for Oklahoma, the great Broadway musical.
Well, yeah, this came from Little Abner.
Oh, is that
and
where it's
this
from?
Is Al Capp's Broadway production.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Humorist, but very much truth
oh, yeah.
in that humor, right? Truth is said in jest, and boy, I'll tell you, now, that really spells it out. Yes.
I've been listening to you. I'm glad you were on 2 hours now. Really enjoy your programming.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting me in, because what I wanted to bring up really would have been best brought in last night when you had Admiral Kimmett's grandson, Thomas.
Not Kimmett's, but Kimmel. Kimmel's, right.
Kimmel.
Tom Kimmel, yes.
Yeah, and his grandfather was named Husband Kimmel?
Yes, Husband Kimmel.
Now, I realize he was the fall guy of Pearl Harbor, and I thought that this might be something very interesting to pass on, something that I'd never heard before until just about early April, when we were starting to celebrate the 60th anniversary of, V.E. Day and also FDR's funeral. It was mentioned in this program that I believe by executive order in February of 1941, President FDR federalized all the National Guard units in every state. And, you know, when you stop and think about the buildup of the war and everything, that was something that certainly had to be done, be ready. From December, 10 months down the road, from February. And so I just wanted to throw that in so that everybody, you know, was aware of it. Because there certainly was, I think, a plan.
Oh, absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And, you know, also, one of the gentlemen whose name is not with me at present was caught in the, as you know, he was an American, actually, and he was in the British embassy, the American embassy in Britain at the time, and he was actually in a position to uncover secret codes and communications that were being used by Roosevelt and Churchill. And Churchill and Roosevelt apparently were speaking to each other quite frequently about how to drag the United States once again into the war to England's aid. And sure enough, this man was punished for uncovering this treachery. And, of course, he was unheard of for a couple of years as he spent time in prison. So, well, yeah, there's a long line of treason there.
Yeah, it certainly is a master chessboard. I believe that was what Brzezinski has entitled to a book or something like that.
Yeah, several books. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And the Between Two Ages. And don't forget, he was the founder of Jimmy Carter, with Jimmy Carter, of the Trilateral Commission. And we had a whole bunch of other people who were involved in that formation of that group,
and
which,
like,
of course, involved David Rockefeller and others.
And like any good chess player knows, that you have to be thinking five, maybe eight moves ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Multiple upon multiple.
Absolutely. And I was a guest today on a cable TV show locally here, and the same cable TV which I do my program on, The Deadly Experiment, and I was the guest of one of my crew who has his own program now. And, of course, these subjects came up about, you know, this plan, if you will, this master plan, and how is it that every time we go to the supermarket, it seems like we get shortchanged by the government. Is it an accident or is it a pattern? And sure enough, you know what I said. It's a pattern of betrayal. Because let's face it, John, if you went to the supermarket every time you got shortchanged by the cashier, would you figure the cashier was just stupid or just making a mistake that every time came out in his favor? Or was there more than met the eye there?
Oh, I agree. We meticulously go over receipts here. And, of course, it's always attributed to computer error, but we do find an extreme discrepancy in the pricing and what is being charged. And most people just throw the receipt away. They don't even look at it at home as we do.
Right.
And we are very frugal, as well as hopefully to economize and get the most for our money. You know, and we see it's always, you know, error in favor of the supermarket chain.
And the same allegory can be made to government. That's my point,
Hey,
well, I thank you for your call, John.
Okay, looking forward to hearing your program tonight.
Great, thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. Time for a break. We'll be back, and I'll be talking a little bit about the Nixon administration and what really brought it down. Rick Adams with you. We'll be right back with more.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. And be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Yeah. And I think we are back here. Not getting much in my headphones, but enough to decipher. Yeah, that's better. All right, Rick Adams with you, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Uncensored Radio Free America. Now, I want to lay out a few thoughts for you based on the admission just the other day. And, of course, as you know, the admission that really didn't even come from the Washington Post and Vanity Fair, in fact, produced the article that really had been written by one of Mr. Felt's good buddies, John D. O'Connor, and essentially blowing the lid on what we are told is the story of the man who was Deep Throat, and that was W. Mark Felt. Now, first let me start with Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon came into office in some similarities to George W. Bush, Baby Bush. He was heralded as a conservative. You remember he lost to John Kennedy in the 1960 election. And, of course, he technically won that election, but, of course, it was given to Mr. Kennedy as a favor to the Democrats, by the Democrats. Well, Richard Nixon was paraded around as a conservative Republican. After all, he had been an anti-communist in the 1950s. You remember the Whitaker Chambers affair. And, yes, indeed, you remember Alger Hiss, who met his fate because of people like Richard Nixon. Now, many people, not knowing any better, the Bill Buckleys of the world and all of the so-called kosher conservatives of the 60s, were rallying around Richard Nixon. And, of course, Richard Nixon in 1968 would ascend to the White House for his first term. Richard Nixon, of course, was the first president who had the chutzpah, if you will, to show that he was anything but a conservative and anything but an anti-communist. Now, you know the names of some of the people that he appointed to his administration. All members, almost every one of them, of the Council on Foreign Relations. There was, of course, Melvin Laird, Robert Finch, Elliot Richardson, Daniel Moynihan, James Farmer, George Shultz, Charlie Yost, Jacob Beam, and, of course, many others who ascended to the cabinet or the administration of Richard Nixon. And Richard Nixon did the unthinkable. He did something that proved that his administration was indeed totally controlled by the globalists and internationalists. And that is, he established recognition of Red China, communist-occupied China. Richard Nixon broke down the door, something that would have been unthinkable had Hubert Humphrey become president after Lyndon Johnson, or if George McGovern in 68 had become president. Richard Nixon, as a Republican, could get away with that treason that no Democrat could ever have accomplished. Just as George Bush has gotten away with crimes against humanity in the name of republicanism and conservatism. So I'm no apologist for Richard Nixon. Far be it from that. I never voted for the man. I would never vote for the man. In fact, I supported George Wallace in the reelection campaign in 1972 because I thought George Wallace at least exemplified the true concept and constitutional prerogative of state sovereignty. More than anything else, that mattered to me. And we'll get into the attempted assassination on George Wallace. Richard Nixon was brought down by the CIA, in my opinion, not the Washington Post. The Washington Post was the conduit. Woodward and Bernstein and Felt brought down Richard Nixon not alone, not single-handedly, but in concert with members of the CIA who essentially were hired to bring him down by this so-called Watergate break-in, which I thought was the biggest farce in history. And as you know, we had Jimmy Rothstein on, the former New York City detective, who talked about what was it the Democrats were concealing about sins and crimes and prostitution and so forth. And come to find out, it was more than just prostitution. It had to do with pedophilia. Had Richard Nixon been behind that Watergate break-in, truly behind it, and had that Watergate break-in revealed what we think it would have revealed, Richard Nixon probably would have been a hero. But that wasn't in the cards for Richard Nixon. Why did the very people that put Richard Nixon in office, oh, by the way, I left out Henry Kissinger, who was a Soviet agent identified as such by Dr. Frank Capel, former New York City prosecutor. Why would Richard Nixon be brought down by the very people that put him in? What is it that Richard Nixon was planning to do or attempting to do in 1970 and 71 that so threatened the globalists and internationalists that put him into office? That question we'll see if we can answer when we come back, and we'll take your phone calls. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today. The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, sir, we're back, and we're continuing this little, if you will, this little probe, this speculative probe, as to who really wanted Richard Nixon out, and for what reason. Now, we've already established that... We've established, I think, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that Richard Nixon was anything but a conservative. He was anything but a true Republican patriot when he ascended to the presidency in 1968. Milhouse Nixon was and always had been an opportunist. He could be an anti-communist in the 50s and be a pro-communist, communist sympathizer, soft on Red China type of politician just a couple of decades later. That's the kind of man Richard Nixon was, okay? We've established that. How is it that Richard Nixon happened to select as his Secretary of State to guide him in foreign policy decisions one Henry Kissinger? Well, we've been told supposedly Kissinger had met the president a year before his appointment. The New York Times had told us that Kissinger had known Richard Nixon less than a year. They had met at a Christmas party at the home of Mrs. Claire Booth Luce. But Mr. Nixon said he knew Kissinger long before that. through his writings for the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, we're supposed to believe it was on the basis of this casual social meeting, ladies and gentlemen, that Richard Nixon appointed Professor Kissinger to the most important slot in his administration. Obviously, the president-elect made that appointment on the advice of others, also controlling the CFR. So Henry Kissinger was already known as a double agent, an escapee, if you will, from Germany in the 1930s with his family. They were communist sympathizers there. They were sympathizers to Marxism and Sovietism and communism in Germany in the 1930s, and they came here as communist agents. Frank Capel laid that out in his book on Henry Kissinger, Soviet Agent. His code name was Bohr, B-O-R. He was a member of the ODRA spy ring. Now, Henry Kissinger, this spy, this communist double agent, became the Secretary of State. And it's interesting to note that Henry Kissinger, though a extreme left-wing communist Jew in the 1930s, would become an extreme right-wing hawk for Israel in the 1970s. Henry Kissinger, ladies and gentlemen, was Secretary of State at that particular time. As you know, Israel virtually blackmailed the United States. After the USS Liberty incident, which we'll be talking about, by the way, next week with one of the survivors, after that incident and the dethroning of the Lyndon Johnson administration, Henry Kissinger was in the Nixon administration doing Israel's bidding. And at one point, Israel, when they didn't feel they were getting the full cooperation of the Nixon administration, according to Jewish author Seymour Hersh, writing his book, The Samson Option, that the Israelis apparently were willing to blackmail, via nuclear blackmail, the United States into its ultimate support in the Middle East under Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon wasn't happy about that. For all of his other faults, Richard Nixon did not like the Jews, obviously. Nor did Mr. Haldeman or any of the other players of that stripe who were involved purportedly in Watergate. But now, that brings me to Watergate. Now, Mr. Felt, W. Mark Felt, is not a Jew by religion. We believe he is Jewish by race. Mr. Felt became the number two man in the FBI. We said last night with our guest, Tom, and Tom Kimmel, mentioned that. Now, Tom, of course, in line with his own concern for his grandfather, Admiral Kimmel, sort of thought that basically it was good to note that Mark Felt had become a whistleblower, as it were, when Richard Nixon was going astray and allegedly involved in the Watergate shenanigans. I take a very strict approach that Mr. Felt, in agreeing with people like Pat Buchanan and Gordon Liddy, whom I don't admire at all, I will agree with them, and some of them, who, of course, emanated from the Watergate era, Chuck Colson and others, that this guy Felt was anything but a patriot. Number one, if we are to believe the reasons given, that he has given, he was fearful of the direction the FBI would take with the ascendancy of L. Patrick Gray, and that Richard Nixon was out to reshape the FBI. That alone is reason to suspect him. First of all, J. Edgar Hoover mysteriously died before Watergate had a chance to unfold. I used to correspond with someone in Pennsylvania. His last name was Jordan. I won't give his first name, but he was a young man who apparently at least led me to believe that he had some pretty close contacts with people in Washington. And they had said to him, I still have his letters, by the way, that J. Edgar Hoover was murdered in his sleep. J. Edgar Hoover had a lot of information that would have interfered with the plan of the Watergate burglars, who were CIA agents, essentially, and that Richard Nixon would not have necessarily fallen from grace. The plan was to get rid of Richard Nixon. Like him or hate him is not the issue. I did not like Richard Nixon because I knew what he was not. He was not a conservative. He was not a true patriot. He was an opportunist. But be that as it may, the plan was to get rid of Richard Nixon. Why? Some have speculated that the CIA was fearful that Richard Nixon was going to take matters into his own hands in two areas, one in Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos, that is to win in Southeast Asia, which obviously the Henry Kissingers and other insiders of this globalist network did not want to happen. You see, we're not supposed to win against the communist enemy. Only the Germans have to be defeated rather than reach some sort of accommodation with them. We must now approach every communist dictatorship with either appeasement or pseudo-victory, which means defeat and surrender to them, the communist enemy. This is the new strategy after World War II, you see. Richard Nixon, I believe, for purposes of vanity, ego, what have you, wanted to win in Southeast Asia. He also was a little bit like John Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, in that he was becoming a little disgusted with the Israeli lobby and a little bit disgusted with the control that they were exercising over him and his administration. And so Richard Nixon was becoming a loose cannon. Richard Nixon had to go. Richard Nixon would be forced from office by a scheme that, in my opinion, he had absolutely no knowledge of, because he had no reason to. He had no reason to plan this. These people who were supposedly on Nixon's side, and you know who some of them were, the most unsavory characters, some of them more famous, not infamous, like E. Howard Hunt and so forth, were tied in with the CIA. Now, you remember Jack Kennedy, President Kennedy, at one point, after the Bay of Pigs fiasco and the Cuban Missile Crisis, threatened to carve up the CIA and do away with it. The number three man in the CIA, James Angleton, was a very close link to the Israeli Mossad. Very close. In fact, he was in touch with them constantly. And Ben-Gurion was furious that John Kennedy sought to do something to stop Israel from developing nuclear weapons in the Middle East. This is the contention of some. Richard Nixon also was becoming a little concerned. Concerned about the drift of America and what was going on in the late 60s following the 67 war, and then looking forward to the 73 Yom Kippur War. Richard Nixon was being blackmailed. And the time had come, in my view, to dump Richard Nixon. But before they got a hold of Richard Nixon, you notice what they had to do first. They had first to get rid of Spiro Agnew, Vice President Spiro Agnew. Now, I know that his speeches and his language was basically written for him by people like Pat Buchanan. Nevertheless, Agnew, as former governor of Maryland, had distinguished himself in many flattering terms. Although a politician and a very clever one, he had skeletons in his closet that later would come back to haunt him. And so they did. You could not get rid of Richard Nixon without first doing away with Spiro Agnew, vice president. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what happened. Spiro Agnew was forced out in that scandal, much to the applause of the boobing, bobbing heads of the media. Then it was Richard Nixon's turn. And, of course, Mr. Rockefeller appeared on the scene. Nelson Rockefeller. Now, it's interesting to note, Richard Nixon, as I said before and I'll say again, was nothing but an opportunist for all of his life. Richard Nixon sincerely and truthfully wanted to take certain moves which would definitely mean the end of his career. Woodward and Bernstein. Bernstein in particular, Jewish, along with others in the Washington Post and the government of Israel, wanted to be sure that Richard Nixon would be selling used cars again at some point. And then he could say, you won't have Tricky Dick to kick around much longer or anymore, were his exact words. And ladies and gentlemen, it always baffled me. It baffled me to no end that Watergate basically was nothing more than chicken stealing compared to the high crimes of treason that Richard Nixon was guilty of in opening the door to dialogue with Red China after it had murdered upwards of 70 million of its own people. That was a far greater evil than anything Watergate could have constituted. But it was enough, wasn't it? President caught off guard. A very bright and sharp man, Richard Nixon, was entrapped. And Richard Nixon got caught trying to cover up something that was not of his own making. Yeah, remember Rosemary Woods and the rest of that crowd? And what about Dean and Haldeman and Mitchell and his wife that was sandbagged quite a bit? Miss Mitchell, loudmouth. Well, there's a lot of theories and a lot of views on it, and I don't agree with all of them, but you've gotten a little smattering tonight of what I believe might very well explain the real reason that forces within the media establishment in Washington had to get rid of Richard Nixon. Not because he was a conservative, as Rush Limbaugh would have you believe. Not because he was a true patriot or against the New World Order, but because Richard Nixon still had some blood in him, some deity in him, that spark of deity that indicated he wanted to do things his way. His way. The proud, the vain, the egotistical man that he was. And these people that control presidents and put them in their seats and then yank them out when the time comes, these people weren't going to tolerate that. Some of them were in the government of Israel. Some of them were in the media in this country, which might as well be the government of Israel. And so you see, Richard Nixon was forced out of office. Not only Red China and opening up the door to Red China, but I can think of other things that were quite serious. One of them was when Richard Nixon came out and admitted in 1970, I am now a Keynesian in economics. After Lord Keynes, and his socialist Marxist school of economics, Richard Nixon imposed wage and price controls. To me, that was a far more serious offense than Watergate. Now, those are my thoughts. Those are my words. You may have your theories, your speculation, your knowledge of times and events and people in the Nixon administration that I have before me. And you may want to posture, if you will, posture some position forth and put forth a premise of your own. And you're welcome to do so for at least a bit on tonight's program. And we will entertain your calls at 800-313-9443. That's toll-free, 800-313-9443. You're listening to Uncensored Radio Free America with yours truly, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. And, of course, that's just one of the subjects that I am going to bring up in the next hour and 10 minutes. So you've got plenty of time to jawbone with me, and we'll chitty-chatty in the next 70 minutes on this and a number of other subjects. Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of deception continues across the landscape. Deep throat, finally unmasked. Who was this man, Mark Felt? We know he was a criminal himself who was pardoned by Ronald Reagan in the year of 1981. He should have gone to jail for violating the Constitution. Instead, he's a hero to many simply because he was against the lawlessness of the Nixon administration, quote unquote. Now, if that isn't a contradiction, you tell me what is. 800-313-9443 is the magic number, and Rick Adams and Uncensored Radio Free America shall return in just a few moments with your calls and this discussion, among other topics. So we will await your phone calls and your thoughts, and we'll jostle it around for a little bit. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5-ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Radio Avenger here, extending to you an offer you can't refuse. Right now you can receive on one single DVD all three of Father John O'Connor's shocking new videos. The Synagogues of Satan, The End of the World, and his newest blockbuster, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists, postpaid for just $35. Learn what's behind the impending destruction of our nation and our way of life, and what you must do to prepare for the coming judgment. Father John O'Connor is the John Wayne of the priesthood. You need to heed his prophetic videos while there's time and learn what the evil forces of the New World Order are planning in these darkest days. You'll never be the same, guaranteed. To order the three videos on one DVD, email CatholicCounterpoint.com or call 610-853-8339. Just $35 postpaid for all three on one DVD. Once again, CatholicCounterpoint.com or dial 610-853-8339. Mention Rick Adams.
The past. Most of people ever speak of the past.
Is the past?
Do they ever wonder about the future?
Yeah, that's right. There ain't no future if you leave yourself in the hands of these knaves and traitors and indeed renegades, as I call them. Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon was dethroned, and he thought he would be King Richard. Well, it didn't work out that way. And it's not going to work out for George Bush either. George Bush will never be allowed to get too big for his own britches, will he? Absolutely not, because George Bush came in deceiving the whole country, especially the stupid, dumb conservatives, as I called them, the dumb goyim, who actually believe that this man, George Bush, because he uttered a few conservative statements, made a few noises on the right, would be the best thing that they could have next to Jesus. George Bush would be the antidote to the poison, you guessed it, of Al Gore. Al Gore was such an extreme liberal. Remember, McGovern was painted as indeed the most ultra-liberal at the time in 1972, and Richard Nixon would be reelected. And indeed, he was an ultra-liberal. He was an ultra-liberal. But again, Richard Nixon was made to look conservative, wasn't he? When George Wallace entered the picture, and George Wallace became a threat early on in the primaries, George Wallace had to be taken out of the way. Arthur Bremer was the man that the CIA chose, I believe, to be the would-be assassin. Four bullets in Laurel, Maryland, ended the career, not the life, but the career of George Wallace, and that was the career of a man who, like him or hate him, represented state sovereignty over the tyranny of Washington. That's all I saw in Wallace. Didn't care about anything else, he said. I wanted the federal government off our backs. And I was a youngster, and I supported George Wallace. He had to be eliminated, clearing the way for Richard Nixon to once again be reelected and then be dethroned within a short time. This is how these evil people work, ladies and gentlemen. They elect and diselect presidents. They control populations and the vote, not you. They are the major puppeteers. They are the major orchestrators. They are the major, if you will, puppeteers with strings attached to their puppets. The masters of puppetry. And J. Edgar Hoover was eliminated before this whole Watergate scandal broke. He had to be. He had to be. He had enough information on everyone. And Mark Felt, I believe, as number two man in the FBI, knew a lot more about what was going on than he ever will say before his death, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of mystery here, a lot of deception. So stay tuned. The other shoe will drop someday. Make no mistake about it. As we enter the hour number two, you may continue to comment on Richard Nixon and what it's all about and what Mr. Felt represents to you, hero or villain. But we are going to continue to delve into other topics to elucidate you and bring you up to date. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We will be back with hour number two.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.